19WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
And that was the Beatles with I Feel Fine, and that was actually a vinyl 45 that we spun for you. The reason for that being that there is nothing like the original recording. The CD does not do the song justice the way it was remastered. Took all the guts out and wasn't even rock and roll after that. That's my opinion, and I'm not going to argue with George Martin over what they did. But you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I just want to make an announcement before we continue with anything. This has to do with our broadcast tomorrow. On Thursday, January 17th, that's tomorrow morning, WNTI will be off the air from 10 a.m. to noon due to repairs to our broadcast transmitter. We will continue to stream at WNTI.org. We apologize for the inconvenience as we work to bring our equipment to a good state of repairs, okay? And we do have a trivia question, but we're going to ask it after the following record is played, because what we're going to do tonight is we're going to be, the theme of tonight's broadcast is the 1963 Beatles fan club recordings. From 1963 clear to through to 1969, every year, the Beatles released a Christmas record, actually a holiday record, at the end of the year for people in their fan club. And those were the only people that got that record. And so we're going to start with 1963. We're going to play 64 and 65, and we're going to be playing other Beatles music as well, of course. But the trivia question has to do with somebody that is mentioned in toward the end of this following recording. So pay particular attention as George Harrison starts to speak, because we're going to ask a question about that. So here it is, the 1963 Beatles fan club record.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crisp and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Donny Mitchell's and all those sort of things, don't
we? Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop! 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 Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund eben. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh! Just wish the people merry, happy. Go on for Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Where good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for
keep
a long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
$2 no grain day, had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him.
Mickey the red-nosed Negro, had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody.
So that was the 1963 Beatles fan club record that was released to all the fans of their fan club. And they did that every year until 1969, including 1969. And they got more and more sophisticated and thought out and planned out and that type of thing, especially from, I'd say, probably 66, 67 on. But on that particular one, there was somebody that was referenced, And the trivia question we have for you tonight, if you want to call, the number is 908-852-4545. And if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you can win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. The question is, who was Frida Kelly in relation to the Beatles? And the answer was not really in the record we just played, but it's sort of a hint to it. So who was Frida Kelly in relation to the Beatles? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545.
Because I can't believe it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery.
That was the Beatles with Misery from their first UK release, their first UK album, that is, Please Please Me. And we started that set off with Anna, Go With Him, from the same album. And then we carried on with Thank You Girl, which was a single, or the flip side of a single for the Beatles, and can be now found on Past Masters Volume 1. And then we continued with Ask Me Why, also from Please Please Me, and again finished with Misery from Please Please Me. So if you haven't been able to tell, we're just playing songs from 1963 so far, except for the I Feel Fine at the beginning. I just wanted to play that because I had it, and it's the 45 version of it. And that's because we are in the, we just played the 1963 Beatles fan club release, actually their Christmas record that they released in 63. And every year from 63 to 69, they release a similar record that they produced, you know, just that year. And we're going to play 63, 64, and 65 tonight. And when we go to 64, we're going to be playing songs from 64 as well. Same thing with 65. We do have an answer to the trivia question, so you can stop calling. Unless you really just want to talk, that's okay. It's 908-852-4545. And we always announce anybody that calls in with the correct answer, even if you're not the winner of the gift certificate. But in any event, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I am your host of The Cavern, Gary Ault, and this is an hour of everything Beatles, and we're in the early years of the Beatles fan club recordings. So after the break, we're going to carry on with 1964. ¶¶
In this age of corporate radio and automated music services, Death Valley Radio is still built by hand, one set at a time. My name is Ron Alden, and I hope you'll join me here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and Main Street Jukebox. Located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Main Street Jukebox offers new and used vinyl and CDs, as well as DVDs, books, turntables, and collectibles. More information available by phone, 570-424-2246. That's 570-424-2246.
Remember those classic jazz vocalists? Anita O'Day, June Christie, Chris Connor, and Julie London. They were the ladies of cool.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me.
Their talents will be celebrated when award-winning singer Kathy Cousins comes to the Centenary Stage January 19th.
M&Ms can always melt in my mouth.
Hello, I'm Carl Wall now inviting you to meet the ladies of cool. Our second January Jazz Fest performance. It's a multimedia event featuring a live band, musical shorts and videos, rarely seen photos, and the stories behind the songs themselves. And it's all brought to life by the talented Kathy Cousins. Tickets for the Ladies of Cool are $22.50 in advance and $27.50 at the door. They're available at centenarystageco.org or call 908-979-0900. Don't miss Kathy Cousins and the Ladies of Cool, Saturday, January 19th, 8 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
Christmas message, take one.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number two studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along... Since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks, all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote her. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page two. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas. And a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe. And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there.
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it. And we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well,
big laugh.
Yeah,
Bean
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand. And
New Zealand. So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Tig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your father's shirt? Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas!
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair? Oh, I can't sleep at night since you've been gone. I never weep at night. I can't go on. Don't you know I can't take it? I don't know who can. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not that kind of man. Oh, I can't sleep at night. Just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name. Ow! Don't you know I can't take it? I don't know who can.
just the same.
Yeah, 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 y
I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,
that was the Beatles from Hard Day's Night. In fact, everything we're hearing tonight is from the Beatles, which shouldn't be a surprise because it's the Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. But we often digress and play things related to the Beatles. Tonight, though, we are playing records that the Beatles release at the end of each year from 63 through 69. Tonight, we're just going to do 63 to 65 to their fan club only. So we started with the 1964 Beatles fan club Christmas record, and we continued with A Hard Day's Night from the album A Hard Day's Night. And then I Call Your Name, which was I think the B-side of a 45. I'm not even sure. But anyway, that was it's on the Past Masters Volume 1 album. I Should Have Known Better from A Hard Day's Night. And then from With the Beatles, we heard It Won't Be Long. And we concluded with If I Fell, again, from A Hard Day's Night. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. And I would like to announce a second time tonight that on Thursday, January 17th, that's tomorrow, WNTI will be off the air from 10 a.m. to noon due to repairs to our broadcast transmitter. We will continue to stream at WNTI.org. We apologize for the inconvenience as we work to bring out our equipment to a good state of repair. So we thank you for your patience and understanding with that and your continued support of the station, your faithful listeners. And after the break, we're going to continue with the 1965 Beatles fan club record and then talk about the answer to the trivia question, which has to do with the 63 record.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Be sure to tune in this week. This is one show you won't want to miss. One of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters, Ray LaMontagne, and his band The Pariah Dogs are with us, plus J.J. Gray and Mofro, and a heartwarming E! Cheeseman Award story about a woman who's helping terminally ill children. That's this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Red Mill Museum of Clinton, New Jersey. The Red Mill is a state and natural historical site that offers special events throughout the year. The Red Mill Museum is located on Main Street in Clinton. More information available by phone, 908-735-4101. That's 908-735-4101. Or online at theredmill.org.
On Thursday, January 17th, WNTI will be off the air from 10 a.m. to noon due to repairs to our broadcast transmitter. We will continue to stream at WNTI. www.wnti.org. We apologize for the inconvenience as we work to bring our equipment to a good state of repair.
All my trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because
you
miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
We've come back all right.
We've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
Yes, we'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in Ukraine you. We belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we tutter the Jack McGregor upon his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. For the sake of old lang syne, for the sake of old lang syne, my dear, for the sake of old lang syne. One upon the two or three.
Well, for the sake of old lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
he was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
We'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe.
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in BAORE.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because there's some, we got some fans in the forces.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we've had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
She could be a queen, be a forgotten. Never brought to hand China down in Vietnam and China too. And look at all those river bodies,
Jordan,
China
floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this
year.
Well,
that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got some
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the
for Christmas.
Yesterday, you are all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Oh, bless you all
on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years.
since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 245-9783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Now it looks as though,
bless you all on Christmas Day.
Brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day.
I'm the bad man,
Christmas, Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Thanks, Evan. Okay, put the red light off.
Now, this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basher.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basher.
That was the Beatles with their 1964 year-end fan club release, a record that went out just to fan club members. And that has to do with the trivia question we asked tonight. We had two answers, two of the correct answers, but one gets the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. And the question was, who is Frida Kelly in relation to the Beatles? And you heard on that first one in the 1963 record when he said... what did he say? Something like, hello, Frida, or I forget what he said, but you know, they referenced Frida. So anyway, Warren from Stewartsville was the first caller with the correct answer that Frida was the president of the Beatles fan club in the United Kingdom. They also had fan clubs in the United States, and that was someone else, but Frida was the president of the fan club, and she's still around, and she... in fact, is going to have a documentary released about her. And it's going to be called Good Old Frida in relation to that's actually what the Beatles said on that 63 record, Good Old Frida. And that's going to be released either in 2013 or 2014. At least that's what I hear. Can't promise you that. And also Mark from Wayne, he called all the way from Wayne, has a special antenna because I can't pick up WNTI in Wayne when I'm down there, but he does. And he also called with the correct answer. So thanks, Mark and Warren, for calling in. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we are going to carry on with some more music released by the Beatles in 1965, starting out with the flip side of the I Feel Fine single, She's a Woman. So it was one of those double A-sides because they were both big, very big hits. And we're going to play the actual vinyl version because just like I Feel Fine, this is just my opinion, of course, but, you know, according to my ears, there is nothing like the original version because when they remastered it for CD, it got way too cleaned up and it just wasn't rock and roll anymore. So it has to have a little bit of noise, a little bit of studio sound and stuff like that. So take a listen to the 45 She's a Woman by the Beatles.
Love forever and forever, my love, don't give.
before I came to your door. No reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light. I saw the light. I know that you saw me as I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been, I saw you walking your door. I nearly died. I nearly died. 'Cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy. And I'll forgive the lies that I heard before when you gave me no reply. I tried to telephone, you said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been, and I saw you walking your door. I nearly died. I nearly died. 'Cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place.
That was the Beatles with The Night Before from Help. And let's see, what did we play before that? We started that set off with the 1965 Beatles fan club record. Well, we talked about that already when we did the trivia question. So what am I talking about? After that, we played No Reply from the Beatles For Sale. And that actually goes out to Joel from Avon, Connecticut. And also, we played earlier in the evening, Ask Me Why, from the... there was a 1964 release, and that, or 63, and that also went out to Joel in Avon, Connecticut, because I happen to know for a fact that those are two of his very favorite Beatles songs of all times. I've known Joel since, like, what, 8th grade or something, so I know that. So no reply from Beatles for Sale. Carried on with, let's see, The Night Before from the Beatles album Help. So we just have this one announcement to make. On Thursday, tomorrow, January 17th, NTI will be off the air from 10 a.m. to noon due to repairs to our broadcast transmitter. We will continue to stream at WNTI.org. We apologize for the inconvenience as we work to bring our equipment to a good state of repairs. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the callers. And we will continue next week with the Beatles Fan Club recordings, 66, 67, and maybe 68. Until then, I bid you adieu, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. Have a good evening and a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.